The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
By Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Geraldine, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we're going to talk about what has been selling so far this year and what you've driven so far this year. But first, buttons will be back.
Thank God. I'll tell you, I'm sick to the teeth of these touchscreens, to be honest. They started off as a great idea, but now they've got to the stage where there's so many like key functions that you have to go through layers of menus to actually get to. It's just ridiculous. And there was a Swedish magazine, I think it was 2 years ago, did a comparison test of an old Volvo with all of the physical buttons we expected to see years ago with the touchscreens, and found it takes up to 5-6 times longer to do anything, to find anything. So you're taking your eyes off the road, Pat.
Sure.
So, you know, and even these, you know, Android Auto and all of those, Apple CarPlay, you're still, they have discovered, taking your eyes off the road for too long.
So what will the new rule be and when will it come into place?
Well, really what will dictate this is the Euro NCAP have said they will no longer give a full 5-star rating, which is a key selling point for cars, without physical buttons for key functions like heating, air conditioning, those sort of volume
things
control.
That you use all the time.
Exactly.
And where you intuitively, after a little while driving a new car, for example, you know precisely where they are.
You
without
can look
looking
at
down.
The road and adjust the, yeah. all of these things and keep your eyes on the road. So, yeah, so 2026, they will not be giving. So this is obviously a clear mandate to car makers to start, you know, changing.
Bring back the buttons.
Yes.
All right. And also, by the way, you know, the volume where you push plus to get more volume and minus to get lower volume. The old turning the dial, so much simpler.
I know, they drive me insane. Or the latest one in a lot of these is they have four functions in one button. Have you noticed that one? And you keep pressing them to actually get. And so you're turning up the air conditioning instead of the volume, and then you're but they're still buttons, so we're not going to complain.
So very clever stuff, but not practical. That's
no,
the truth.
Definitely
of it.
Not.
Now, what's been selling this year?
Yeah, so the new car sales were out for April. So now we have a good picture of sort of where the year is going. We've January to April. New car registrations rose 1.9 in April. Overall, they're up 3.4%. So not really any great movement on this time last year. Electric vehicles, though, for the last 4 months have been rising. So there's a 25.5% increase since this time last year. Now, the interesting thing about this is, Pat, 2024 was not a very good year for electric cars. So basically,
there was a lot of negativity, wasn't there, about charging and about battery life and all that?
Yeah.
Most of it was utterly ill-informed. Well, the charging network is not there yet.
Yes, but most of it was completely ill-informed, as you say, but it had a serious impact on sales. Mm. So to compare 2025 to 2024 doesn't really tell us a whole lot. But if you go back to 2023, we're almost at an identical point, right? So from January to April of 2023, 11,160 electric cars were sold. This year, from January to April, 11,309.
So we're back where we were then.
But I don't think that's particularly good, Pat. If you look at the prices now, are much, much lower. The range is much, much better in terms of the cars. The actual choice of models is much
better.
And people
forget that 90% of the time they're going to be charging at home.
Yeah.
They're not going to be using the public charging network.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think being back in 2023 is particularly good. Now, that said, I'm not discounting this is definitely better than this time last year, but I would have expected things to improve a lot better when you consider just what's on offer at the moment.
Okay, so what are the best-selling brands?
So the most popular car models, the most popular brands are Toyota, Volkswagen, Skoda, Hyundai and Kia. And that's all cars. Most popular models, Hyundai Tucson, Toyota's RAV4, the Yaris Cross, the Kia Sportage and the Skoda Octavia. In terms of electric vehicles, it's Volkswagen is number one, followed by Kia, Hyundai, Tesla. It doesn't seem to make any difference, the fact that they're not selling in Europe. They're selling strongly in Ireland. They came in fourth. And BYD is fifth. In terms of actual best-selling EV models, the ID4 is number one, followed by the Kia EV3, Tesla Model 3, Kia EV6, so two for Kia, and Hyundai Kona.
Okay, you've driven quite a few of the brand new cars, about which people, they may not even recognise them. You see, so many cars look the same, don't they? So you're always looking out for something that will be a little bit different.
Hard to distinguish yourself in the car market these days. Yeah. They all look the same. They all come with the same standard spec. It really is hard now these days. But anyway,
what was your favourite car?
My favourite car for a long time, and definitely my favourite car this year, was the Renault 5. Everybody, it seems, had a Renault 5 at some stage in their life. They either learned to drive in it, it was their college car, whatever. There are so many stories. And it's interesting, actually, Renault's order books are full of people who had a Renault 5, were so delighted when it came back, didn't even ask whether it was electric or petrol, just said, I'll have one. So I think it's going to be a huge success.
Now, the Renault 5 was replaced by the Clio, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that was a charming little car.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, there has been some fabulous Renaults, but the Renault 5, for some reason, definitely has a soft spot in a lot of Irish hearts. So this starts at 25,995. It's only available in electric. It comes with two batteries. The larger one has a range of up to 410. I have to say, I found it very, very good for range.
Okay.
Really efficient. It's just a really nice size, Pat. I was managed to put my two teenagers in the back and they didn't moan. Drives beautifully, looks fabulous, and it's very faithful to the original, but some lovely features on
it. French flourishes, I suppose.
Absolutely, yeah. Really gorgeous. If you haven't seen it, go along to a dealership and have a look at it. If you're in the market for an electric car or even any car at that price range, it's well worth looking at.
A name that people look at and say, how do I say that? The Tavascan, the Cupra Tavascan.
Yeah, so this is Cupra's second all-electric car. If you remember, they brought out the Bourne, which was basically their version of the ID3. Very, very likeable car. This, again, is sort of their version of the ID5. So it's a coupe. It's built on the same platform. Very nice design, like really striking design. Nice to drive. The ride is a bit firm for most people. Prices starting at $45,365. Two powertrains, three trims. Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for something with flair, it's very, very nice.
Okay, but it's pricier than, say, the BYDs and the MGs. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Alfa Romeo, always a driver's car. What have they got?
Yes, they finally brought out their first electric car. This was a long time coming. This is the Alfa Romeo Junior. Starts at 34,995. Very, very nice car, Pat. Drives beautifully. Drives for like what you'd expect in Alfa. Looks really nice. And yeah, I think it'll do well for them. It's a car they badly need. So yeah, I think that will definitely do well. There's a souped up version at 51,495, but the entry level is worth looking at.
Now, there's a Land Cruiser, a new Toyota Land Cruiser. Is it a big monster?
It's absolutely enormous. There is a passenger version. That's the one I drove. But essentially, these will be a commercial vehicle. The passenger version, because of our VRT rate on these cars, is 141,890.
Yeah.
Like, big gasp of breath there.
Now, what
71,000 for the commercial.
What is the ID7 Tourer from Volkswagen?
The ID7 Tourer is lovely, but unfortunately, we're not big into estate cars in this country. So it's basically an estate version of the Saloon. So it's their flagship car. Very, very nice. Comes with a promised range WLTP of 607. You're not going to get that. But I mean, you will get close to 470, 500.
If you get 500, you're...
Yeah, I mean, if you get 500, you're going to Cork and back.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. You know, so I do think we really, you know, people have this aspiration for 600. If you could realistically get 500, I think that's a game changer. Beautiful car. I mean, it's a fabulous, if you have the budget, it's a fabulous estate car, whether you want electric or not. It's just a really good estate car, definitely.
The Mini Aceman.
Yeah, so this is a brand new name to Mini, and it slots between the Cooper and the Countryman. Again, it's a nice car. It looks like a Mini. It's true to that Mini heritage. It's offered in two different versions, E and SE. There's range of 308 and 405. Unfortunately, it falls down with range. I didn't find the range particularly reliable or particularly great. So, you know, at 30,857, it's well priced. And if you're looking for, you know, a smart kind of urban EV with charm and character, it's the one to go for.
But there range are is loads more cars you could talk about, but we'll finish up with the Dacia Duster, because that is a popular car.
Hugely popular, and for very good reason. It's been one of those no frills, you know, practical, rugged look, spacious interior, wipe clean materials. So it now is starting at 25,990. The top range has become a bit more pricey as time has gone on, but it's very well equipped. If that's what you're looking for, you can see why it's been very popular. Low running costs. I mean, it's a good mix of utility and price.
Chair Herbert, motoring editor of the Sunday Independent, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.